I got a special guest that dropped by the studio today. It's CEO Nicole. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. So, as you all know, I am a big proponent and advocate for meditation and mindfulness and what it does for us, both mentally, but also physically, and how it helps us become better human beings. And it's one of the things that our family does unequivocally. Myself, my wife, even Christopher actually meditates more than I do on a daily basis, truthfully. I wanted to ask Nicole, because on the Wake Up and Level Up podcast, it's all about the tools that can help you start your day or make you more productive or help you find your happiness better or be more happy or be more joyful. And so I asked her, what's the difference when she meditates and what's the difference when she doesn't meditate? So here's what she has to say about the power of meditation and what it does for her.
It helps me focus, which gives me a clear mind. Being able to meditate and focus gives me a clear mind. And with that clear mind, I am able to be unattached from expectations of the day. So having any expectations of a meeting or something that I need to go, I want to go one way, or expectations of any type of results that I want within that day. I find myself being unattached, so therefore there are no expectations, which helps for a better productive day. Because when we have expectations, then we set ourselves up for disappointment.
Okay, so now that we've heard what it does for her, check this out. Let's see what it does for her when she doesn't meditate.
So without it, I start to think negative. I end up having unproductive thoughts. I start questioning everything that I'm doing. I start not making the best decisions. I'm not happy with the progress that I'm making. I start to complain. I start finding faults in everything that I'm doing because I've got all these stories that I'm telling myself in my head because I don't have a clear and focused mind.
Can I just say for the record, I'm so glad you meditate, because when you're clear, CEO Nicole clear,
I'm smooth.
Ooh, gosh.
Right. We sail.
We sail.
But it's human to not be like that. So that's
all
why it takes effort and a lot of work to try to reprogram. That's what we're doing. We're trying to reprogram the way our mind is wired.
And you do this every single morning. I watch you do it.
Yeah, it's a lifetime of practice.
Yeah, and you can tell. I'll tell the mornings when you don't do it. You're like, don't talk to me about that. I haven't done my meditation yet.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And it's because you know, like, you're not ready.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like you fight yourself to make the time to do the meditation, but then at the same time, you can't afford not to make the time to do it.
So as you can see, meditation is key to our success. It has been something that we have relied on and that we can't live without. And it is that important and that critical to our day. And it really sets us up for more success and in a better way, in a more peaceful, less stressful way. So today's takeaway is that I really want you to maximize meditation. If you haven't started before, I want you to take that first step. I want you to download the Calm app, C-A-L-M, or go to calm.com. And I want you to take their 7-day challenge. I want you to start 5 minutes. That's it. Just try 5 minutes a day to get started with meditation. You're going to resist it at first. Your brain is not being used to being told it can calm itself down. So start there. Let me know how you go. And tomorrow, I'm going to share with you several tactics of how we start our day to really get the most productivity out of our day. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.